Okay, the bite side, today's daf is daf Chof Hei. We already started daf Chof Hei yesterday. We're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara says we have a machloikis between Rav and Rebbe. What were we referring to? We were referring to back yesterday's Gemara on Chof Dalid Omid Beis, when we had in our Mishnah a situation when someone was Nitan Al Eishes Ish. Robbie, there's some background noise. If you could please mute your
Yes.
Thank you very much. It said in the Mishnah, go back please to Chof Dalet Omid Beis, the Mishnah at the top of the Omid. It said on the fourth line of the Mishnah, Hanitan Al Eishes Ish. Unfortunately, someone was suspected of living with Chas V'Shalom, a married lady.
Hard to believe.
And the original husband gave a get to his wife. The way Rav learned the Mishnah, the reason why he gave his get to his wife is because the Bezdin forced him, the Baal, to go and give a get to his wife. Because unfortunately, says Rav, it's talking about that they were Edom. And the Edom were the ones that told the Bezdin that this fellow, unfortunately, engaged in an adulterous affair with an Eishes Ish, and the Bezdin said, Aros, because of the Pasuk, V'nitma'a, which teaches us, Echad Labal, V'echad Labayil, V'echad Latruma, Ishakoyach. So, what happens after that? If now the Boyil, who's the one that caused all of this trouble, decides that he wants to go and marry her, because after all, now she is a Gerusha, she's a Penuya. Says the Mishnah, Abba Bisha Konas Yoitzi, even if he decides to go and marry her, and they agree. No, the Bezin says, Aros, get out of here because of Anitma. Both the Baal is not allowed to continue living with her since it was a consensual relationship, as well as the Boyil is not allowed to go and marry him. And if he did marry her, Yoitzi, we go and throw him out.
Yes. Don't they get a penalty of death?
That's true as well. Presumably we're talking about a situation where the Bezdin no longer had the authority to go and execute individuals, such as just like we have today. But at least they go in and enforce and say, don't go and live with her anymore, Yoitzi.
So the reason for him not being able to marry her is because of what? The man that cheated.
I understand. In Parshas Nasai, there's a long parsha called Parshas Soita. Soita is talking about a woman that unfortunately is not faithful to her husband. We have what's called a Sofik Soita, and we have a Soita Vadai. The Sofik means we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. We know that the husband has warned her. There's been a Kinoi. Kinoi means he says to her, I warn you, do not go with Mr. Smith behind closed doors. She says, well, all we're doing is we're saying together Tehillim on behalf of the Jews in Ukraine and in Eretz Yisrael. Very nice. But say it out in the public. Don't say it behind closed doors. Unfortunately, she did not listen to that warning. And she went behind closed doors once again with this suspected individual. So then, in the Torah it says, if she's not willing to confess that she engaged in an affair, and her husband is suspicious that she has, but there are no conclusive evidence one way or the other. He has to take her to Yerushalayim. Hopefully at that point she does confess, but if she doesn't, then we force her to go and drink from the Mayim Hamara. Right? That's if you have a Soita who happens to be a Sofik. If you have a Soita who is a Vadai, then if you have Edom and Hasra and a Bezin that has that power, then in fact both he and she are liable for the death penalty. What death penalty does she get? It depends on whether she's an Arus, whether she's an Asua, whether she's married to a Kohen. Again, those are details which we're going to have in Yetchim Masechtas Sanhedrin. But what it does say in the parasha is, the Nitma, literally Nitma means that a person has become Tameh. Here, however, the Torah is not referring to Tuma in the sense of touching an Avela or touching a dead Sheret. It's in the sense of that she is prohibited from continuing to live with her husband. Now, the nitma in this situation means that she has been profaned because she married her husband in quote-unquote holy matrimony, chuppah v'kedushin, kedas moshe v'yisrael. She violated that, so now she's becoming tamei. We're assuming that this did occur. If it's to the point that the husband is pretty convinced that he's taken to Yerushalayim, from that point on, he's not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to live with his wife. As well as the boil, of course, has to distance himself, and the Torah uses the expression v'nitma three times. Chazal learned from that v'nitma three times. Number one, even when she's still married to her husband, she's not allowed to live with her husband. Number two, if the husband were to divorce her or were to die, she's not allowed to live with the bo'el, with that person who's suspected of engaging in these nefarious affairs. And if she happens to be married to a kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. Good. So that's what our mission is telling us, that the bo'el, even if she was divorced from the baal, now she is available to be married. Now the Boel decides to go and marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. But if he did, Yotzi, the Bezin, can enforce and say, get out of here, you cannot continue living with your wife. And that's the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Now what we're discussing is, what was the basis of the fact that we said, Afu Mishakonasi Yotzi? So Rav said, because there were Edom. Revi on the bottom said, you don't really need Edom. All you need is very strong circumstantial evidence. And the Gemara gave three examples of that circumstantial evidence. What were the three examples? Number one, that there was a roichel. A roichel means a peddler. A peddler, by definition, goes from place to place to place, peddling his wares. One of the things that the peddlers used to peddle were cosmetics and perfumes for the ladies. Okay, that's the guy's business. What happened over here was that this peddler went inside the house, and he is now emerging from the house, and now Mr. Smith, the husband of the woman who was the potential customer of this peddler, arrives on the scene. He sees the Reuchel is leaving. That in and of itself is not a problem. The Reuchlin came in, went all the time. That's their business. But the problem is he saw that Isha Chageres Besinner, that she was straightening out her dress. And therefore, he became suspicious. Why is she straightening out her dress? Maybe, chas v'sholom, a problem occurred. Number two, he went and came into the bedroom, and he discovered on the kippah, the English I know. The kila. There was, in that time, many, many beds that had canopies over the bed. Mm-hmm. And now he looks up to the ceiling of that kila, or maybe the sides of the kila, and he notices that there is some spittle, some saliva on the sides of that kila, of that canopy. The question is, how did that spittle get there? No one sent it in by Amazon or by Federal Express. Obviously, somebody was lying on the bed, spit up, and it went onto the walls of the kila. Now, why would somebody be spitting up at that time? Apparently, this was not the time that the wife usually took an afternoon nap or a morning nap, and therefore he was again suspicious. Again, we're talking about that a roichel is leaving the house, and then he goes into the bedroom and he finds fresh saliva on the kila. Therefore, putting two and two together, he's suspicious. The third reason why he's suspicious, we had at the top of the Amid, he found minalayim hafuchim, meaning that he looked under the bed and he saw that the shoes were not in their typical place. Maybe the wife's shoes were always to the right and the husband's to the left. And here there was a zagamza mapecha underneath the bed that he saw that they were not placed where they usually are. And therefore he's suspicious. Why weren't the shoes or the slippers under the bed in their proper places? And he added two and two together and he said, I am suspicious. Based on that, says Rebbe, that is enough for a reason for the bezin to go and say, leave the baal and the wife should no longer live together, and he should give her a get, and that he should not be able to go, the boil should not be able to go and marry this lady if and when she gets a get. Yes, Robbie.
This is the weakest evidence. I mean, whose shoes, the Gemara doesn't say whose shoes were under, if the peddler's shoes were under the bed, that he left in a hurry without his shoes, Mela, that's a circumstantial evidence.
That's very strong evidence.
Any lawyer could defend the fact that her shoes are not at the right place. It's mm-hmm. It's the weakest evidence of them all to say that she, that the mice had.
This is for Sherlock Holmes, though, I think.
If we want, we can take a quick look at the Rashi, two lines from the top of the Amud. Rashi has two pshatim. Mokoy min alayim hafuchim, second line from the top. Nikr mokem hafi choson be offer shetachas hamita. They did not have linoleum or carpets or even wooden floors, but rather it was made out of offer, just dirt floors. and the husband could tell from the dirt floor that something happened over here. It wasn't normal, flat and smooth like it usually is. He sees that the offer somehow is hafichos and it's been...
It's like in Israel, like a Bedouin tracker can tell if someone, you know...
Footprints. That's pshat number one. Loshen acher, mokim hamin alayim, motza hofach, shebo umotza es min holeha, b'mokim shehu rogel losei shaloi. Normally his min alayim are in one side. Normally hers are on the other side. And now he finds that her min alayim are where his slippers or where his shoes usually are. Is vade nachri bolakan, the sum min olav b'mokim shaloi. He went and put his shoes where she usually has her shoes. V'shaloi b'mokim bal, and she had hers where the husband's shoes are. V'rishanikr dimkein hofach mi'bayle. Anyway, the point is that it was sufficient. Yeah, things were sufficiently on the rocks or on the offer that he got.
Sorry to prolong this, but once the husband found out that the wife was unfaithful, does he have to give a get?
Suspiciously unfaithful. Yes, that's how Rebbe learns our Mishnah. That the Bezdin said because of this circumstantial evidence, it's sufficient to go and have.
But the get necessitates him to give her a payment, so it's kind of like meaning.
Now you're going into Masechtas Ksubas. In Masechtas Ksubas, Mitchum, we will see there are many circumstances that the husband does not have to
give. Got it, okay.
This is one of them.
Anyway, so the question is, who do we follow? Do we follow Rav or do we follow Rebbe? Rav was the one that said that you have to have Edim, and Rebbe said, as long as you have strong circumstantial evidence, mechuar hadover, it smells. It doesn't pass the smell test. And therefore, what do you do? Like we had in the Mishnah. Now the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin like Rebbe? And the Mishnah, or the Gemara, tells us something startling. Going to the fifth line from the top. V'hilchasa kavasi derav. V'hilchasa kavasi derabbi. The obvious question is kasha hilchasa hilchasa. You know, make up your mind. Is it Rav? Is it Rebbe? So it's more like kasha. It really depends what's going on in town. And the call that we're referring to is the call of the rumor mongers. There are people who are either professional or they are amateur rumor mongers that all they have to do all day is go and spread rumors and gossip about what people are doing or not doing, what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. And the question is that call ending at some point, or is it just it keeps on going on and on and on? How long? We'll talk about that in a moment. So, how about kol the pasuk? How about kol the pasuk? Kol the pasuk means a kol that gets stopped in the middle. Kol the pasuk means it continues. Kol the pasuk v'leka edim. If it's a type of kol that just keeps on going and going, and people keep on hearing and hearing, even though there are no edim, it's karevi. Because we would normally expect that a kol of that nature, if it was not true, then it would stop at some point. It dissipates. Good. But the fact that it continues on is a simon that maybe there is something truthful about this after all.
No, it just means that people like to talk about nonsense.
I got good news for you.
By rumors.
Have you ever woken up in the morning and the person told you that there's no newspaper today because there was no news happened yesterday?
No.
Why not? Because if there's no news, they'll create news. They'll call up President Biden and they'll ask him something. He will have absolutely no knowledge or no wit to be able to go and respond. And there'll be a big sign in the New York Times says Biden refused to comment on X, Y, and Z. In other words, they'll create the news. There's always room for rumors and for gossip. That's how the papers and the media support themselves.
No, you can't rely on the gossip, though. You can't anchor.
That's the question. Normally, your regular gossip takes 3 minutes, 3 hours, 6 hours, a day, a week, and then we move on to the next big thing that somebody slapped somebody in public, or he didn't, or whatever. Anyway, the point is, call it the posik and call it the posik. Call it the posik, v'leke edim, there are no edim. But it's a call that just keeps on going. Now, how long does it keep on going? We will see in the Gemara in another line or two. We're talking about a day and a half. That for 36 hours straight, that was the only news. Nochemul and nochemul and nochemul. After that, then they'll figure out something else to fabricate, some other fake news, or they'll find some other gossip to talk about. So that is Karebi, Mechur HaDover, the fact that it keeps on going for such a long period of time. it certainly sounds like there's truth there. On the other hand, if it's a kol of the pasuk, it's a kol that does get cut off very, very quickly. Rashi adds, not only did it get cut off, but there was a counter kol. If you look at Rashi, about 7 to 8 lines from the top, the pasuk sheyotze kol acher loimer sheker hu alaz. A new kol comes out. I don't know what you're talking about. That's fake news. It's ridiculous. He wasn't even here. He was in Alaska. What are you talking about? He just came back from Dubai. He was going to Dubai. Or whatever happens to me. Anyway, so the point is, in such a case where the kol is pasuk, v'ikka edim, and there are edim, then we follow Rav. How much is the kol adli pasuk? The kol adli pasuk ad kama, how long is that? Amr Abaye, Amr li aim. Whenever you see Amr li aim, it doesn't mean Abaye's real mother, because Abaye's real biological mother passed away in childbirth. But what we're referring to is the stepmother that raised him, and Abaye quotes her often, so apparently she was a fountain of knowledge and of wisdom, which Abaye retained. So he said that my mother said, Dume de masa yoima upalga. What exactly means Dume de masa? Two pshatim in Rashi. Dume de masa means chashude ho'ir, the subjects of the gossip that is spreading in town. Or Rashi says, Dume de masa means that when you have information which you don't know whether or not it's absolutely truthful, or it's based on speculation and conjecture. See Rashi about 12 lines from the top. Dume de masa chashud yair, people that are chashud in town. Lishnachren dume thliyadi vadai. It's meduma. They're thinking.
Uncorroborated.
It's uncorroborated. Beautiful. Anyway, the point is, it's a dimyon. A dimyon means it's an image that what people have in their minds, but it may not be truthful. They think so, yeah. More or less, yeah, but so that's my view. Lashon mine. Anyway, so what did they do with the masa? Yoim upalge, if it continues on for a day and a half, then you have to be concerned, according to Rabbi, that this is the real McCoy, that unfortunately the two sinned. And that's dafka if there was no hefsik at some point, some recess in between the day and a half. If even just, let's say, for an hour or whatever during the day, they're now talking about other conjecture and gossip and stuff like that, and then they came back to the old gossip. Once there's a hefsik, if it doesn't go on for a day and a half straight, it's already a simon that this whole thing is shvacha business. After all, the person that they are suspecting of engaging in these nefarious activities may have been a Gvar Alim. Gvar Alim means that he is a strong guy. And then he called up the radio station or the media and he said, Chevra, if you say one more word, you'll be destroyed overnight. I'm going to have the Russian planes go and drop bombs on you. Who knows how effective those will be. But regardless, the point is that they are scared, and that's why they stopped immediately, stopped in their tracks. This whole story about the kol is dafka if this person was a normal guy that didn't have any major enemies. But if he had enemies, the whole kol is totally unreliable, because a person could have been sitting in Bismedish all day, and nevertheless, you have a kol coming out that he unfortunately engaged in X, Y, and Z. He said, I don't even know who that lady is. I don't even know where that town is. I don't know what you're talking about. The whole thing is a bubba meisa. But unfortunately, he has enemies that go and spread very, very bad gossip, which is totally unfounded. Okay, so the halach is both like Rav and like Rebbe, depending on the circumstances. If it's a kol adli pasuk, then we don't need the edim, because we pass him like Rebbe. If it's a kol adli pasuk, it's a short-lived kol, only 3 hours, 5 hours, and something less than 36 hours, then that would not be halachically significant, and therefore you'd have to have the edim.
I'm a little puzzled by the 36 hours. It seems like it's day and night. I mean, like, what is, if you're saying Beinu Beini, it's interrupted for a few
hours. I don't know if that includes night hours or not.
The whole thing, I mean, it's a normal cycle of people is that they sleep and then there is an interruption. It's not.
You know, maybe 36 hours means 3 12-hour days. I guess that's why I said a day and a half. But if you are not happy with that, and you prefer Christian. Okay, so that's why I want you to be happy. So let's talk about three intervals of 12 hours a day. Okay. That's not the way it sounds like, but Tanan Hasam. We go to another
Mishnah. This would imply that people gathered around a lot, because normally people's living on West End, Amsterdam.
Well, then they went to cultural society. Agricultural society.
No, but they would be at like kosher marketplaces.
No, but it must have been on a daily basis. They were out. Yeah, they must have been on a regular basis. Otherwise, who sees somebody to talk about anything?
Yeah, busy working.
Yeah, a bunch of senior ladies were sitting in the park on the park benches, and after they go and review the tillum that they said that day and the tenor and for the week and all that, then they say, oh, by the way, did you hear about Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones? No, I didn't hear. Well, I heard it. Really? I can't believe it. And then the lady in the next bench says, what did you just talk about? I heard you say Smith and Jones. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you didn't. And then the news quickly passes throughout the whole town. You've heard of the game of telephone, right?
They didn't have phones, they didn't have email. So it's a very sociological, interesting observation that they must have had.
Right, all right. They went to the salon, right? That's another
place. Exactly. Anyway, gentlemen, if you'd like to go and focus more on all of these issues, please do. But, that's for extracurricular activities. Let's get back to Gemara. Tana Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesechtas Gittin. Hamoitzias ishto mishum shemra lo yachzer, mishum neder lo yachzer. You have a person who unfortunately divorced his wife, mishum shemra. He heard bad things about her, and now he gets very nervous, and he says, I can't live with this. I got to get rid of her. Aros, and gives her a get. Or mishum neder. He now found out after they got married that either she had nedarim from before, or she has nedarim from now, and she's constantly making nedarim. And some of these nadarim may even affect him. Like, for instance, she says, I don't want to have hanor from my husband, or similar.
It definitely affects him.
Exactly. Anyway, so the bottom line is, he is very upset about these nadarim, and he says, I can't deal with this anymore, and he gives her a get, and that's it. Guess what happens subsequently? In the meantime, she goes and remarries somebody else. After all, she doesn't want to remain alone for the rest of her life. And then, subsequently, a year later, 2 years later, this husband, number one, regarding the Shemra, had found concrete evidence that all of this suspicion that he had about her was because of, for instance, because of her enemies that went and let out a Shemra. The whole thing was baloney. Lo hoya, v'lo yia, v'lo nivra. It never, ever existed. Same thing with Gabi the Neder. There he finds out for the first time, he's looking at Sechlis Nedorim in the Tafi Yomi, and he hears from the Magid Shir. Guess what? Anybody who makes a neder, you can always go be matir neder by going to a bezdin. I didn't know that. If I would have known that, my wife could have gone to a bezdin. She could have matir the neder. I could have taken her back, and I didn't have to go and divorce her in the first place. And now he has terrible guilt, and he says to the rabbis, he goes to the bezdin and says, you know that get that I gave her a year or 2 years ago? It was only because I understood that, unfortunately, Shemra, that she did something illegal, and or because I heard that she has this irrevocable nadar. But now I find out for the first time, number one, the Shemra was not true. The whole thing was Avram Amaisa. Or he says, I found out for the first time you can be matinate. I never knew that before. That being the case, Rashi says, if I would have known these facts at that time, even had they given me Mayamana, with the CPI today would have been twice $5 million. Even if you give me $5 million, I never would have given her a get, because Chaviva Olai Bioiser, she was so dear to me. I loved her dearly. I'm so upset. I haven't had one night since then that I was been able to sleep. I keep on tossing and turning. I lost my beloved wife. Therefore, that get was a mekach tois. It was wrong. I didn't mean it. I didn't intend it, etc. Guess what happens if the Bezin accepts that? What happens if she had children from the second marriage, because she got married in between and she had children?
Maybe mamzerim.
That would be terrible. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Mister, if you're giving a get based on Shemra or based on Neder, we tell you right now, this is irrevocable. Do not come back tomorrow or in a year or in a day or in a minute and tell the Bezin, I didn't mean it, that I made a mistake, and this is wrong, da-da-dum, ba-ba-bum. It's final. It's done. There's no way of being able to retract that get.
The first case makes sense because he listened to false rumors, but the second case, because in the Durham, he's going to Bezdin to give her a get, he also is going to find out that she could be mater nader. The same Bezdin that's authorizing the Gerishin could also say, I'm going to mater her from all in the Durham and make peace and reconcile.
What happens if that night, it's a Friday night, and he goes and he stays in the office until 7:30? And then after that, he comes home and he finds out that Shabbos was at 7:02 and that he violated
the
he was Michal Shabbos. Mishogeh. He goes to the Bezin. Bezin, you know, I was here today. I gave a get. Why didn't you tell me that Shabbos is 7:02? Mister, are you an idiot? Yeah. Did you ask us whether it was 7:02? If you'd have asked me, I would have told you. If you'd have asked me whether I give a matinee, of course you matinee. You didn't even ask me. If you would have asked me whether Nozer is allowed to go and drink wine for 30 days, I would tell you no. But you didn't ask me. If you would have asked me whether Nozer has to...
I got the point.
You got the point. Okay? Yes, Reb Simcha.
Machs Kushosoi, generally speaking, is only when you forget the credit. It's only when she get married again.
Correct.
She's married again.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's wouldn't it be relevant about the nether or not the nether? I mean...
She was originally married to Mr. Smith.
I understand.
Mr. Smith heard that she has a whole bunch of Nedarim on her, and he says to his wife, how can you do that? I can't stand that Neda, this Neda, that Neda, that Neda. Give her a get. Fine. Now that she has gotten a get, is she entitled to marry somebody else?
Yes,
of course.
Yes. She goes and marries now Mr. Jones. With Mr. Jones, she has three children. It's the loveliest children, nice, pile-look. They're wonderful. Everybody goes and kisses them when they come into
the show.
Gives them knips. Now he found that he matinated, and he says to the peasant, if you would have told me, if you would have given me guidance, why didn't you tell me? You never asked us. Okay, that get is bottom of it. I never would have given her a get if I would have realized. So what do you say? Should we allow him to go and be mavatla get or not? You don't want to get involved. Okay.
When he gets
not.
Get, at the time.
Okay, he doesn't want to give, make
of
a statement.
Of course not. Because of a
just keep it.
He gets to get.
He gets to get, yeah.
So, and then, I understood, and correct me wrong, once he is mutter to Masuk Shos as long as she never remarries.
That's true.
If she remarries now, finished. Nothing to do with the net.
Whether she has kids or not.
What you're saying is absolutely correct.
So, why did Mark Darshan hear about the whole thing with that? I mean, maybe you want to say maybe he can mach. The only question I might have is if she never, he never gets married, and if he gives her a get out and then
that
she's not married again,
that she didn't get married. But anyway, what happens if 2 years after a person gives a get, they look at the get and they find that there was a major, major error in the get. His name was wrong, or her name was wrong, or one of the Edom they discovered as a Ritzeach, Mit Agazel, Mit Anoyev, Mit Allah, Mitzis, Vaveir, Shekuz, Batayr. What would they say about that get? Did they get kosher or not kosher?
They should have torn it up.
They could have, would have, should have, but they didn't. Okay. So would you say the get is invalid? Okay, so I'm telling you that if we find that one of the Edom is not a kosher Edom, then the whole get is worthless. This husband is saying...
Everything you have in Zeris if she remarried?
If she remarried and she has children, these lovely, wonderful kinderlich are all mamzer. Because she's still married to the original husband. So now the husband...
The same.
The husband is saying that this get was worthless because it was based on the premise that she is full of Nadarim or that she sinned. If I would have known that Kimi Matanei, or if I would have known that she didn't sin, I would never have given the get. So the whole get is a mekach tois. I want to invalidate the get. Bezin, please tell me that the get is not valid. Says the Bezin, says the Mishnah, lo yach, so you can stand on your head. Once you give a get, even though you can bring 100 in.
Irrevocable,
irremediable, irreversible, anytime, any other synonyms you can find.
What kind of nadarm would the woman have against her husband? I didn't understand that.
So much to go and learn.
All right.
Let's leave the nadarm from the second
to
the
case.
Yes,
all right. Gives a get.
Yes.
That's so hot now, I'm sorry.
Then, whatever it is, you find that he can. She's never remarried. To the best, it's a
mission
saying that even then he can't
rock some shots. Exactly. Lo yachzer, once and for all, done. You can never be oikilis ken. It's stand on your head. That's what we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Ken. Sholach le Rabba bar Huna le Rabba bar Rav Nachman. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Kanas maushi yoitzi. What happens if he didn't listen? We tell him, lo yachzer, and he says, rabbis, you're holy rabbis, you're sages, you're great, but bottom line, I know that my wife did not go and sin because I have 100 Edom, they've proven it, and this get I'm tearing up, this get is worthless, she's coming back to me. So now he has violated the rules and he has taken her back. Can the Bezin now enforce the rules and be Moitzir? Then why does the Gemara ask that question? Because we had in our Mishnah, Hanitan al Eishesish, Voitziyu mitachas yode, Aval bishekonas, Yoitzi, even though the person is violating the law, he shouldn't go and marry her. Benitma, we can enforce the law. Are we going to enforce it over here? Or are we going to say, no, once you got married, it's already too late. Ain't we seen me other? You shouldn't do, but okay, it's a done deal. Maushi yoitzi. Let's look at our Mishnah. Tanina, Hanita Leishas Ish. Voitzi Metachas Yoitzi. Avo Bishikonas Yoitzi. Oh, it says very clearly, even though he took her back, Yoitzi, he has to go and not cook her back. He took her for the first time. Even though Konas Yoitzi, he has to go and get rid of her. Loishtate the Mishnah. So now the Choyra, that's directly on point.
Yeah.
We're talking about Itzi Metachas Yoitzi. Avo Bishikonas Yoitzi. Amalek. So we have two Rabbunas speaking to one another. We have actually two Rabbis. Rabba Bar Huna, Rav Huna, it says on the side, and Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba Rav Nachman said, I have a Vafenish Mishnah to answer your question. So now Rabba Bar Rav Huna tells him, Omale Midami, Hasam Hoitzi'uha, V'hacha Hoitzi'a. What does he mean? Let's go back to our Mishnah on Chof Dalan Amidbeis. You notice it's the last line, that last two lines, Hadith Al Eish Hashish, V'hoitzi'uha. And we learned in the Gemara already yesterday, what means V'hoitzi'uha? That means others were moitzi her. Who are those others? Those others are the Bezdin. The Bezdin forced the husband of this Eishes Ish to go be moitzi her. In such a case, Avo Bishakonas, Yoitzi, the Bezdin says, the Baal's not allowed to hold on to her, the Boyle's not allowed to go marry her, Yoitzi, Yoitzi, Venitma, Venitma. That's Hoitziua. But here, Vahacha Hoitzia. Here the Mishnah says, Ha moitzi es ishtar. The Bezin didn't require him to do so. He, on his own volition, he initiated this whole business, and now he changed his mind. We have no Adam that in fact she sinned. We don't know anything about Nidorim. This is all that the husband has put on the table, and he's saying if he would have known, blah, blah, blah. So if that's the case, since Hoitziyah, maybe, in this case, if Konas, if he did take her back, maybe the Bezin will say, okay, listen, you didn't come to us initially, you didn't come to us at the end. Leave it the way you have it. You were kind to her. We're not going to be mites. So it says, you want to have no raya from our Mishnah. Now, what's the reason why Rabbi Rav Nachman said that the two Mishnahs are the same? Doesn't he also see the textual difference between hoitzi uha and hoitziya? Rabbi Rav Nachman masnisa nami hoitziya tanan. In fact, in Rabbi Rav Nachman's Mishnahs, there it didn't say hoitzi uha, it only said hoitziya. And in fact, if you go back to Rabbi Rav Nachman, here in our Gemara, he said to him, Rabbi Rav Huna asked him, Lamdein Rabbeinu Mahu Shiyotzi, Amalei Tanina, look in our Mishnah, Hanit al Eish says, Vahoitziya. We're missing a vav over here. In our Mishnah, it said Hoitziya. That's because in his Mishnah, Yisataka said Hoitziya. It didn't say Hoitziya. Oh, so both cases are talking about that he did it under his own volition. So just like in our Mishnah, he was. Hoitziya mitachas yode, the Baal on his own gave a get. No Bezin told him he had to. He decided on his own. And now, therefore, just like by the Baal, he did it on his own, the Boil did it on his own. Abishakonas yoitz. However, in our case, we're not talking about Hoitziya, we're talking about Hoitziya. So that's the difference between Hoitziya that he was forced to go and give her a get. That means, sounds like that this is the real McCoy, and like Rav learned, the reason why the Bezin required it is because they were Edom. No, Avo Bishakonas Yoitzi. And then we enforce the law not only vis-a-vis the Baal, but also vis-a-vis the Boyer. But here he's doing it on his own volition, so he can, we if he was Konas, perhaps Lo Yoitzi. So we have no Raya from our Mishnah. Bring the Marvakati Midami. I still don't understand what was the Havamina that Rabbi Rav Nachman said that the two Mishnayos are the same. Hocha Baal Bahasim Boyer. Here we're talking about the Baal was the one that divorced her. Now the Baal changed his mind, and the Baal says, if I would have known, he wants to take her back. That sounds much more logical that if he did take her back, we would say, okay, Shoy, keep her. But now our Mishnah, we're talking about a Nitan, we're talking about a Boyer, and therefore we're talking about Edim. Because the Gemara is saying that even with the Hoitziua, we still have another issue. What is the issue? The issue is the fact that we are suspecting that that's the boil, and that's the reason why he gave a get in the first place. So how can you compare the two cases? Amalei Shapir Dami Adoni. No. I compared them correctly, because in both cases, Hocha Om Rabbanon Lo Yichnas V'imkonas Yoitzi. Hocha Nami Am Rabbanon Lo Yachsir V'imkonas Yoitzi. Both in our Mishnah it says, Lo Yichnas. And if you were kindness, says the Mishnah, Avo Bishakonas Yoitzi, Hachanami Amribon, I could say in our case as well. Yeah. Since they told him, Lo Yachzir, don't take her back. So no. So then they come to add teeth to what they said, Dimkonas, and if you do take her back, Yoitzi. So I still see that the two are similar, and therefore I think it's a good riot. Says Rav Lohi, of the Maisa, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. What's the fundamental difference? Hasam alumi alme lekala. The pshat in our Mishnah is, why is it that after the Baal gave a get, all of a sudden the boil is koines her and marries her? It's because it looks like the call that we heard over the years that this boil is living with this Eishes Ish is true. The best rai is that as soon as she became free from her husband, the boil went and married her. So that alumi alme the call, that strengthens the call that we had. Until now it was suspicious, maybe conjecture. But now we see it's pretty obvious. Why would anybody go and marry a lady that's been divorced because of an adulterous affair? Because he is the one that caused the adulterous affair. Ah, and therefore, konas yoitzi. Hacham rinan. Here we can go and say the reason why he was moitzi in the first place was because of the shemra, because of the neder. Gemara is focusing more on the shemra, but the same thing applies to the neder. That what? The reason why he was moitzi originally is because he heard all of this bad news and all these suspicions and all the gossip. Guess what? Now he hired the FBI and the CIA and the KGB and the Israeli Mossad, and now he's decided that in fact the whole thing is never existed, and that's why he wants to take her back. No, if he, Taka, was able to go and get to the bottom of this, the whole thing is baloney. Im konas, maybe we'll let him continue living with her. Perhaps not if there's a mamzerim issue, but at least otherwise we will let him go and take her back because of the fact that we will allow him the chatchilah. But im konas, perhaps lo yoytzi. So bottom line is the Gemara says we have no raya from our Mishnah of yesterday. And now we're going to continue weiter about people that we suspect that maybe they have a personal interest in establishing that a woman is available because maybe they want to go and marry her. And therefore, we have a similar case in our Mishnah. Maybe get medina ziyam. Person brought a get medina ziyam. The Omar, like we learned in the first Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, he says, b'fani nechta. What happens now? Now she's divorced. So he waits 30 days, and one that very shliach who said b'fani nechtem, now sees the lady. He only met her for the first time, perhaps. Maybe he knew about her before. Anyway, he says, you know what? She looks like she's a young lady. Fine, good, alamalis, alamidis. I'm interested in marrying her. Lo yizes ishtoi. He should not be allowed to marry that woman. Why not? Because the people put two and two together and say, maybe the whole get business was all fabricated, and he only did it so she should become available. After all, the husband's not here, he's Medina Siyam, he's far away, he's not going to be back, who knows ever if he'll be back. So that's why he said that there's a get, and really it's because he nosen einov b'ishazu, because he wanted to marry her. So therefore, because of that appearance of potential impropriety, we shouldn't allow him to go marry the wife. What happens if another parallel situation, an aide comes on the scene, and he says, Raboisai, I have to tell you, something terrible happened. You know, Mrs. Smith, what a lovely lady, wonderful husband. Unfortunately, he visited Ukraine, Nebuchadnezzar bomb fell down, Nebuchadnezzar passed away. I was there, I saw it, I participated with the Chevra Kadisha, we buried him, Nebuchadnezzar died. Or a much more nefarious, negative type of situation, where the aid himself is haractive. I know that he died because I was the one that killed him. So I know, I can even show you the gun and or the spear that I used, the knife, to go and kill the guy. Or haragnuhu. Haragnu is the same thing as haractiv, but it's lashon rabin, which means I participated together with a whole bunch of people and we killed them in unison.
Firing squad.
Good. Says the Mishnah, lo yises ishtoi. Once again, why do you think he's saying meis haractiv haragnu? Maybe because nosan eisha b'ishazu. And in fact, he is now proposing to her, he wants to marry her. Maybe that's the reason why he said mess originally. Maybe the whole thing is fabricated, the whole thing is baloney. Lo yisis ishtar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haraktiv loitinase ishtar. What's the difference between loitinase and loyisa? So we're fortunate to have with us Rabbi Simcha, who knows the differences between loyisa and loitinase. Loyisis ishtar means that he is not allowed to go and marry her, but she is allowed to marry anybody else. She's not going to marry anybody. Zero. What's the reason why? Notice Rabbi Yehuda only says that, but haraktiv, but the case of meis or haragnu, he agrees to the Tanakhama that she can marry somebody else. It's only haraktiv. We don't allow her to marry anyone because, says Rashi, because he has made himself into a rasha. Meisim atzmoi rasha by saying that I killed him. La Torah Amra. Al Toshis Russia aid. You cannot go and take a Russian for now, not a Russian. He can't go and take an aide who is a Russian.
You've been holding that pun for days.
For weeks. Anyway, so the Behuda says, Haraktiv loytinasek, because he's making himself into a non-kosher aide, an aide apostle, and therefore whatever he says is not trusted, we cannot believe him, and therefore she cannot marry anyway. But Haragnuhu, if he says that I was together with the firing squad, then Tinasi Ishtar, then the Isha can marry others. Not him, but she can marry others. The obvious question is, Vizaragnu, what's the difference between Akhtar
and Akhtar? He's part of the
squad. He's part of the squad.
He's a Russia.
Exactly. And the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha on the Amid base, and the Gemara is going to go and say that he was really a silent observer that participated. He was part of the mob, but I didn't do anything. I was the last guy in that. There were 100 people over there. They all put up the tree and they put the mob. They got the mob.
Then he could have said,
I took the pictures.
Then
I was
the one. Hey, Mark, that's good.
So let's wait for the Gemara in the Amud Beis. I saw everybody was agitated, so I told them, but don't take it too seriously. Exactly. So we have to, it's terrible. So we have to match him, get back to it in the Amud Beis. Anyway, we start again. Started the mission of the person brings the get medina. So Yom Yisuf and Nechtav and Nechtav. Lo Yisuf Ishtar. We believe him for others, but we don't believe him for himself. Don't allow this guy to marry this woman because we're suspicious that this whole thing is a bluff. So to what time is medina Sayyam? The late custom chinan. It's only because he comes to medina Sayyam when we're there. You have to say b'fani Nechtav, b'fani Nechtav. But as we know from the beginning, Masechta is getting out of the Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say b'fani Nechtav, b'fani Nechtav. Why don't you? Rashi brings one reason, because in Eretz Yisrael the Vikiyam Lishma. Another reason that's given is because Eidim Mitzvah and Lakaimoy Machloik is Rabin Rava. Netshim will learn Masechta Gittin in the not too distant future. But anyway, the point is in Eretz Yisrael you do not have to say. So even if he did come into Bez and he said, Rabbeisa, I know it's not necessary, but I'm telling you, Bufani Nechtav, Bufani Nechtav, what's the din? Then he would be allowed to marry this lady, because Lavalei Kasim Chinen. We ignore his testimony, what he is saying, that Bufani Nechtav, who cares? It's irrelevant in Eretz Yisrael. Since we're not relying on him to any degree whatsoever, therefore, it has nothing to do with what he said, he can go and marry the woman himself. Therefore, Yisus Ishtar. Frank Timur, if that's the case, Vames the Lavalei Kasim Chinen, the next case of the Mishnah by Mess, we also don't rely on his edus that the guy died. What do you mean? Of course we rely on him. That's why she's remarrying. No, the Yom HaMar. We're going to learn Mitchum later on our Masechta, that Isha Daiko Minzva, the reason why we allow a woman to go and remarry based on the edus of just one individual. Minatayra, one individual is goodish. The reason why we rely on it is because we hold that the Isha Daiko Minzva, once she hears that her husband passed away, she's going to hire the FBI, mit the CIA, mit the Mossad, mit the KGB, mit others, to find out what really happened. And now she is convinced that the husband is dead, and therefore we will allow her to go and remarry. So it's not based on his testimony, it's based on the reports that she's going to go and get from the CIA and the FBI. Huktani says in Mishlo Yisus Ishtar. So you see that even if we're not relying on what he says, Lo Yisus Ishtar. So the same thing should apply in Eretz Yisrael. When he says, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, we're not relying on it, but it should also be Lo Yisus Ishtar. And you just said now, no, in Eretz Yisrael, Yisus Ishtar. Everything where there's a fundamental difference. Hosam Lek Ksava, Hocha Ik Ksava. Ksava means a written document called a get. When you have a get, by adding the words of funny nechta, funny nechta, and Eretz Yisrael, that's worthless. This is goodish. Let's look at the paper. The paper says that you get. Oh, that being the case, says our Gemara, Yisa es ishta. Whatever he said is divorce. Metelu vutalim. I could care less.
It's the get that's divorcing them, not the witness.
Exactly.
The chetza, not the gavra.
Right. But Hossam, in that case, the case that you're talking about the mess. Lekiksava, there is no get, there is no firm document or evidence. It's all based on what he said.
Right.
Now it's true, Isha Daika Minzva, but nevertheless, the fact that he was the one that instigated this by saying that the person died, otherwise she wouldn't have called the CIA and the FBI and the police and all that. It's only because the fact that the husband's not here, he's Medina Siyam, this was common in those times that people traveled for business or whatever, Medina Siyam, they only came back a year later, 6 months later, whatever it is. So the fact that the husband's not here, she didn't automatically assume that he's mess. It's the truth, she didn't get any recent telegrams, but, you know, sometimes mail takes time. Anyway, so the point is, here there is a ksav, and there's no ksav, so you really cannot go and be medama milzel milzel. The reason why in the Sefer, when he said, mes le yisus ishtar, even though she talk is daika mitzvah, but still, his testimony had at least a 5% or 10% or 20%, whatever, was a factor in the fact in that she went and remarried. And therefore, if he said something, lo yiseh ishtar, because his words have relevance. Now, where do we see that there is a difference between I get with misa? Now we learn in the Mishnah, Mitchum later on, our Masechta, ma ben get le misa shaksav moichiach. What is that all about? That's talking about that there are four women in every woman's life that are potential competitors or potential detractors or destructive individuals. Who are those people? Mother. You have Chamoisa, her mother-in-law, Yevemta, Tsarasa, and Bas Bala. Who all these people are, Mitchum will learn in Masechta's Gittin, and we'll have it later on in our Masechta towards the end of Masechta's Yevamos. But anyway, they generally have a suspicion that they hate this particular woman. For instance, the mother-in-law. Did you ever hear a mother-in-law speak nicely about her daughter-in-law? Yeah, sometimes not. But you know that there is.
But don't like Shabbos nervous with Nams because of a Master Shahaya with her mother-in-law saying, "Oh, you want to see how you light Shabbos candles with chemical? Here, let me show you." And she burns her up.
So yeah. These are just four potential detractors?
Correct. So now what happens if they come in and they say that unfortunately your husband, the Chamoisa, said, "Nebuch, my son passed away, and Nebuch, I feel so bad for you, but you know, what can you do?" So what is this young lady going to do? The mother-in-law said that the son passed away, or her husband passed away. She's going to go and remarry. And afterwards, she's going to find the whole thing was a bubba masa. Why did the Chamoisa do this? She staged this so that after that, she should be an Eishas Eish, was a Mamzerim, was an Tzuris,
it's a... But
she's doing it to her son also, so, I mean...
The son is totally unaffected. I mean, the son may not,
happy with the interference.
He may be happy, may not be happy. Jeff, I see you now on the screen. We're on the bottom of Chafei Amar Aleph.
Oh, I'm good. I got it. I got with you.
I know that you're good. I want you to be better and better. Of course you're good. I want you to be better.
I'm in the place.
You're in the place. Good. Wonderful.
These four women, though they're women, their testimony is admitted. You were saying about these four women.
So whenever it comes to Iguna, we rely even on Eidus Isha. So now, just like we relied on one Eid. So again,
can I ask a quick question, Shaila, as long as...
Yes, of course.
Are you allowed to be? Good for Eidus if you're an Obeya B'dover?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
But the whole situation of a guy who's giving Eidus and then marries the woman, he's totally an Obeya B'dover.
And guess what? And that's the reason why the Mishnah says, "Lo Yiseh Ishta," we're not going to allow him to go and marry the wife. The question is whether the Negiah is so strong that we shouldn't even allow her to marry anybody else. In other words, maybe what he's doing is totally false. The whole thing is a bubba masa, and therefore she can't marry anybody. And that's the case. Exactly. And that's the case of these four ladies. That these four ladies, if they were to go and say, "We swear in a stack of Bibles that her husband passed away," we do not believe them because they're just trying to cause her trouble. However, what happens if those four ladies come with a get in their hands and they say, "Bafani nechtu, bafani nechtam," we do believe them. Manishtana, why do we believe by the get and we don't believe by the misa? Says the Gemara, because
yeah,
good. The ksav moichiach, you have a get. Look at the last Rashi. Ma ben get the misa. Three lines from the bottom. So Rashi, but maybe it says tana. Af anoshem she'ena nemonis loyim meis baalo. Kikoy chamoisi yevem titzrasu bas baalo. They're not believed to say meis baalo. So therefore we're relying on their testimony. What's the difference? Yeah, we have to rely on her. We need that. But bottom line is, she's not getting divorced based on b'fani nechtam. She's getting based on the get, on the document. Oh, here we have a document, so we believe the four women. But if they just said mess, we don't believe it. So the same thing applies in our case as well. Right. What does the Tanakhama say? And in all three of those cases, we believe him, and therefore, although he may not marry her because of the Negia, like Jeff said a moment ago, however, she can marry others. Who knew the Lo Yiseh Ishto? He cannot. Holy Ach and Tinasa, but she could go and marry somebody else. I vom Rav Yosef, ployni Ravani li oinzi, hu vi achim et starf in the hargoi, lir tzoyni Rosha hu batayra amra al toshis yodche eid im Rosha liois eid chamos. What is this all about? What the Gemara is telling us is, what happens, this goes back to the good old days when two men living together was considered to be a sin and not considered to be a mitzvah. The sin is such that the Torah says that if Chas v'Shalom two men live together, and we know that they were warned and they had edim and the whole kesheft, Chas v'Shalom they get executed with skila, which is the highest form of the four arba mises betzim. So you see the choymer ho'inyan, even though today, unfortunately, in some circles, they've lost the idea of this chumrah. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara tells us that what happens if an aid comes into Bezin with another aid, the two aidim together. One of the two aidim says, you know how I know that this person engaged in Mishkav Zohar, I was the victim. Ploini Ravani Le'oinzi, against my will, he forced me, he abused me, he violated me. One man against me. And there was another aid. So then who vi achim it starts from the hard guy. We have two kosher aidim. He testifies, I know it because it happened to me personally. And the other guy says, well, I watched it. And both, you can go and it starts with two aidim.
Even though no gerba davar, it's still...
But it's not that different than if Chas v'Shalom, let's say a person is a victim of a theft. And he comes into Bezin with another aid and says, the guy stole money from me. And the guy says, I saw it. That was it. So we have two aid. See, he does have an ikiyah, Abul Maisa, he is believed. However, what happens if he says, Lirtzaini, I engaged with that person in a consensual relationship, and now I feel bad that I did it, and the Maisa is a bad guy, and therefore I'm being made against him, together with another aid. Can we mitzvah the two together? Says Imara, since he confessed that he himself did it consensually, then he was a Rasha Bishas Maisa, and therefore we cannot go and accept his testimony. A Rasha is not believed. Period. End of discussion. So now, what's the question over here? The question is, if he says that Haragtiv, I killed him, so it's like saying that I live consensually in this Maisa Znus with another man, Mishkav Zohar. So just like over there, we don't believe him. So here too, we shouldn't believe him. Why did it say in the Mishnah, Lo Yises Ishto, he's not allowed to go marry, but she's allowed to marry somebody else. If he says, Haragtiv, I killed him, we shouldn't believe him. We should throw him out of Bezdin and say, I don't believe a guy, you're a Russia. Maybe going to tell me Shani Edis Isha the Kilo Baraban. Whenever you're dealing with an aguna, we are very sensitive to the concerns of this aguna that Nebuchadnezzar she's stuck, and therefore, no, we're going to bend the rules. We'll be a little bit more flexible over here, and therefore, maybe that's why it's a little bit different than the case of the Mishkav Zohar case. Well, Rav Menashe said very clearly, Gazal Devreim Koshle Edis Isha, Gazal Devreim Toyra Pasle Edis Isha. Edis Isha no different than any other Edis. If he's a Gazal Devreim, Gazal Devreim says Rashi means a person who engages in gambling, like a Mafricha Yoinim Masachim Kuvi. It's the Rabban. Since even though for all other Edis, and we do not believe him, Rabban, but Edis Isha, it's okay, we give him a pass, that's an exception to the rule. But if you're talking about a Gazal Devreim, a real Gazal that everybody knows is a thief, then possibly even for Edis Isha is possible. So over here we should say the same thing. He's not here in Gazlan. Here he's a Roitzeach, which is much worse, Loisirzach. And he says, I killed the guy. So if he says he killed the guy, and we should not believe him even for one second, because Altosha Trotkaid, and that's why, just like he's, don't tell me he's only possible the Gabi Mishkav Zohar cases about killing that fellow. Even the case of Edis Isha, he's possible. So why do we believe him according to Rabban? Neymar Rav Menashe di Omer Kerab Yehuda L'choy Rav Menashe, who we just finished learning, cannot stem with the Rabbanan, only with Rav Yehuda. And that's why the Rav Yehuda Taka says in the Mishnah, Haragtiv, Rav Yehuda says, if he testifies that I killed him myself, Loitinasa Ishta, we don't believe him, zero. Why don't we believe him? Remember what Rashi said? Because Altoshes Rasha ate, Leois ate Chamas, he himself made himself into a Rasha by saying I killed. So that's what. Yes, sir.
So Min HaTorah, there's no such thing as a confession or an admission or a statement against your own interest.
Stay tuned, Jeff.
Is that the machloket here?
What you're asking is Rashi's kasha. If you look at the Rashi, the Ein Odom Meisim, Rashi is about 12 lines down here on the Amid base. You have that Rashi?
Yes.
Ein Odom Meisim is Atzmoy, or Edis Atzmoy, Leois Rasha. We do not believe him, anything that he says about himself, that he did something criminal. Don't believe him, throw him out of bed. Now, Freitach Chev, Odekai Mulon, Hoidoas Piv, Kimea Edom Dami, a person makes a confession, we believe him like 100 witnesses. That's talking about money. Anything which is not money-based, but it's criminal activity that he engaged in, then we don't believe him, because he's making himself into a Rasha. A Rasha is not a kosher aid. He is disqualified. It's good.
The Mishnah, maybe Arativ, the Shaygeg, Linus, don't say he killed them deliberately and therefore it's possible to marry the wife.
Nandi, if he would go and explain himself that I did a Bishogeg, then we wouldn't have a problem. Apparently, you were talking about that he said, yes, I knew who he was, and I hated him, and I killed him, and I went over the head with him, with a baseball bat, and I killed him. If he said, then perhaps we would be able to be more lenient. But our Gemara is assuming they did it with Mazid and Barotzoin, and he ambushed them, and he killed them, and now he's telling the truth. He can do a lot of tshuva, but we're not going to go and believe his testimony, because when he said that he killed, that is a rishus, and we don't believe a person when he said that he was a rush. Anyway, so Zokti Gemara's name of Rav Menashe, the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that she cannot marry anybody, and that Rabbi Menashe cannot shtim with a Tanakh Hama. I'm like Rabbi Menashe, I know that I'm Rabban. I can hold like Rabbanan also. The time of the Rabbanan, Hacha Kidir Rava. The reason of the Rabban is like Rava. The Yomer Rava, Odom Karev Eitzel Asr, Ein Odom Mesim Atzmoy Rasha. What does this mean? What this means is, in the Svarim, it's called Palginan Dibura. Palginan Dibura means that we're going to split what the person said. What he said about himself, he is a Korev Eitzel Atzmoy. As we know, Kroivim are Posseliatis, and Ein Lecha Korev Yoisim Izu, the person to himself, he's a Korev. He is prejudiced, whatever he says, even if he's not prejudiced, he's a Korev, you don't believe him. But you don't believe him, Gabi, what he said. But you do allow him to go and testify about other things. And therefore, in fact, Rav Menashe says that according to Rabbanon, we would disagree with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that if he said, Ploini Ravani Lirtsoini, he's a Rosh, we wouldn't believe him, says Rav Menashe, that the Rabbanon would disagree with that Rav Yosef and would say we're going to split what he said. That he said about himself, we will not believe. And that's why we will not kill him. However, that he said about the other fellow, that we will believe. And that's what, if you look at the Rashi, third line from the top, Rav Apalagalei Rav Yosef, Yomar Afilu Omar Ployni Ravani Lertsoini Huvi Acher Mitztarev Lahargoi. Even though he said Lertsoini, we're going to go and kill the Roiveya, that other individual. The Kimish is Emeskavan the Edis, Naman Hu Eitzel Chavera. He's believed on the other guy. They never allow us, but you don't believe him on himself. So therefore, we go and cut his testimony in half. He said that two people engaged in a consensual relationship, Mishkav Zohar, one was me, one was the other guy. What you said about me, we don't believe him. What you said about the other guy, we will believe. So therefore, even though it says in the Mishnah, Horagtiv, I killed him, we believe the second part, the killed him. Who the killed him is, I don't know. I don't believe that you killed him, Adam Karbet Salasa, but I believe that he died. Therefore, that's why the Tanakhama says, Lo Yisa Es Ishta, but somebody else could go and marry him.
Does that upset anyone other than me? It sounds a little backwards. I mean, that you're going to allow him not to convict himself, but he can convict
Self-incrimination is invalid, Jeff.
What, Bar?
Self-incrimination is invalid. It's saying,
no, I hear that. I'm hearing that from the Lushum, but that doesn't make really
right. Sense. Logic would say if he has something to gain, but if he's saying, I killed, I mean, he's...
Jeff, you obviously hold like Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says on the Amud Aleph, we do not split it, and he's totally disqualified in anything and everything
but,
that he says.
Either way, you know,
but Rava disagrees. So that's not the first time we find in Shas and
Machloikas. No, but he's in... Either way, in El Mes Vassal Russia, that's the point.
That's for sure. The question is he totally disqualified or only disqualified vis-a-vis himself? Or we believe him on other things that he says. So to more, Rav Yosef, the Amak Rav Yehuda, L'choyed Rav Yosef on the Amak Aleph, he owns like Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yosef said on the Amak Aleph that Ployni Ravani Lertsoini, he's a Russian, we don't believe him at all. Zero. Goodish. That's what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Haragtiv, I made myself into a Russian by saying I killed him. Loitinasi Ishtar, she's not allowed to marry anybody. It's Goodish. The whole testimony is nothing. Are we going to therefore pigeonhole and say Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda? No, I know Damei Fil Rabbanan. I can hold like the Rabbanan too, with the same svara that we gave before. When you're talking about Mishkav Zohar, he is disqualified. When you're talking about Eidus Isha, Shani Eidus Isha, Dakila Bar Rabbanan. After all, we don't want this lady to be an aguna for the rest of her life. So even though this aid happens to be a disgraceful, terrible aid, he says, I was the one that killed him. Nevertheless, for Eidus Isha, we're going to go and believe him to allow her to go and remarry freely. Of course, she has to be Daiko Mitzvah, but bottom line is, we will listen to the Eidus after all. Ramanasha, the Yomer Kavuda, Ramanasha that said at the top that she's totally, we don't believe even for Eidus Isha, right? He didn't distinguish between Eidus Isha and regular Eidus. He said that a Gazan de Ritori is possible to Eidus Isha, and therefore a Ritzeh would certainly be possible to Eidus Isha. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said, a Ragtiv Leitinasi to anybody, because we don't believe him at all, zero. Now let's get back to the Ragnu, where everybody was up in arms, as you recall, in the Mishnah, that Haragtiv, we said, we don't believe him because he's a Rasha. Haragnu, which means I participated, no, that's okay. Either he killed alone, or he killed with others. Abalamaisi killed. When he says Haragnu, he doesn't really mean that I was the one that put up the lynch, the rope, and put his head into the linen. Now, he meant Haragnu, that I was part of that band of people. There were 20 of us. We all went and took him from his home. He was sleeping in bed. We took him out. We put this noose around, thank you, on the tree. But it wasn't me. Smith and Jones put his head through the noose. I was there. In fact, I took the pictures. It's now gone viral. You can go and see it on 80 different social media platforms, etc., etc. So I was there, but Haragnu doesn't mean that I physically killed him. I was just part of the group. The way the Marshal learns is Vartani is Beloshin Nichusa. I'm going to bring you a raya that's what we're talking about. And Niho Yisim Hargat. Because it says in the Braisa, Omele Rabbi Yehuda. There's now a dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. What did the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? Remember, they said the Gabe Mace, Haragtiv, and Haragnu across the board. Although Lo Yises Ishta, we do believe in the Gabe going and marrying somebody else. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Haragtiv leitinasi to anyone, zero, gunish. Okay, so we have machloek the Gabi Haragtiv. Do we believe him? Don't we believe him? Says the Gemara, Amle Rabbi Yehuda, say the Chacham to Rabbi Yehuda. Mas, don't you remember the famous story of a listim echad? Shiyotze liharek, a listim means as a bandit. That what? Shiyotze liharek, he was being taken out to the guillotine to be killed. B'megizas kupetkai, in the name of a place. The Omelahem, and he said to them as he's being led to the gallows, Lechu, Imrlo le'eshes Shimon ben Koyin. Go and tell, I want to do one last good deed, one mitzvah before I pass away. Tell Mrs. Shimon ben Koyin, Ani haragti es bala, I went and killed her husband. You're going to ask me where and when? Beknisasi lud, as I was coming into Lud. Not necessarily when the plane was landing, but as I was coming in to Lud. The Amri law, others say, Bikni Sasai Lud, when the Shimon ben Koyin, the victim, came into Lud. And I killed him at that time. And don't you remember the answer? And the Bezim Visiwas Ishta, based on this testimony of this no goodnik who is being taken to the gallows to go and kill, we went and allowed her to remarry. So that's the case of our Mishnah, where it says in the Mishnah, Haragtiv, Lo Yises Ishta, he cannot go and marry, but she's permitted to marry anybody else. So I have a right from that Masa to us. Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda now responded, Misham Raya, you are telling me that story? That's not a Raya at all. He didn't say, I went and killed, but Oyma Ani Hoyisim Hargav. He said, I was together with that band, and I saw, and I have the picture. He didn't do it himself. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, just like in that Raisa, he's using that expression, Ani Hoyisim Hargav, the Pshat and Hamishta Haragnu is also means Ani Hoyisim Hargav. But the Gemara is not satisfied yet. But look at the beginning of the story. Valistim Ketani. It says that he was a listim. That sounds like he was the bandit himself. It says, Rashi says, that means Lafisha Hoya Imohen. He was part of the band of bandits, but he wasn't the actual killer. He was the going and killing him on the gallows. Yeah, that sounds like he was the murderer. Says Imohra, we're talking about a bezin, meaning a Beit Mishpat, a court of non-Jews. They're not some midaktik who they're going to go and kill. The important thing is we're going to find a killer and we're going to go and sentence him and execute him. Even though he wasn't the one that actually went and tied the noose on the tree, etc., etc. He was just with these bandits. That's enough. He was a co-conspirator. That's enough to go and kill. However, halachically, we wouldn't go and kill him if he wasn't the one that that shot or took the knife or put the noose, etc. Just the fact that he was standing around with them, this is good. So, bottom line is, we have a raya from that price. So that the fact that you asked the kasha that he was a listen, just means he was together with the other guys. The fact that it says Yotzi Lihorik doesn't mean that he was the killer. It's the bezin of the goyim that are
guilt by association.
Guilt by association.
In concert.
Exactly. But what I see from this is, from this price, that the Horagnu of our Mishnah doesn't mean that I participate in the actual Hariga. It means that I was together with the other bandits, but I didn't actually pull the trigger, so to speak. So, the Mishnah.
He was a minor Russia.
Right, right.
Since Ukrainians be called Little Russia.
Russia with a small R. Exactly right.
We're continuing on other cases about people that we suspect may have had some sort of prejudicial interest, and therefore maybe they wanted to go marry this particular lady. So a lady comes to Bezin and says, I made various nidorim, and these nidorim I would like you to be matir. The Chacham listened to the neder, he pondered, he tried to find a Pesach Charota to be able to go and absolve her from the neder, and after an hour he says, I tried, I turned over the entire Shulchan Aruch three times with all Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Chuvas Chacham Sofer, I cannot find the Heta to your neder. You're stuck. And the Baal says, if I'm stuck, then I'm going to give her a get. Guess what happens? Now, after he gives her the get, now this lady is running around town trying to find a new shidduch. The chacham that was not willing to be matir said, you know what? My wife passed away recently. I would be interested in marrying you. Would he be allowed to? No. Now people are suspecting. Oh, the reason why he didn't give her a het in the first place is because he was
the optics.
Exactly. Harizel Lysian. So therefore he should not go and marry him because of this perception of impropriety. What happens, however, miyana oisha cholze befanav? Let's you have a ktana who was mima enes against her husband, or you have a case of a chalitza, and for those you need three people a bestin, and he participated in the bestin. So now after she's mima enes, she's now free to marry anybody. After the chalitza, she's free to marry anybody. Is he allowed to go and marry her? Sounds like the first case. Here yisena hamneishu bestin, because he wasn't alone by himself; he was part of a bestin. We're not going to be choishish all three Dayanim conspiring, on this bezin that they're conspiring together so that Yanko should be able to marry this lady. It's already very remote, and therefore he could marry it after all. Frank Dingmar, we go back to the first case. It says that the Chochem She'osar Harzelo Yisena. Now it sounds like that the Reisha is talking about that he's on his own without two other individuals. Because if it would be three together, it should be the same Allah as the Seifa. So Frank Dingmar, Hitira Yisena, what would happen if he would have been matir her on her neder and she went back to her husband and then subsequently her husband died or her husband gave a get 5 years later, whatever, it would sound like he said that he would be able to marry. It's only because he asked her that and therefore they had to give a get immediately. But if he in fact gave her a heter on the nedarim, then subsequently you could be go and marry her. For Beitim Mayaskinan, explain to me what's going on. Even b'chad, you're talking about only one die, and chad mi motzi matzer. Can you have a heter done just based on one? Tana hatoris nedarim b'shloisha. You need three rabbis to go and be matzer. You can't do it by yourself. So that's going to be the Gemara's teretz. So therefore, the chayit should be just like the miyon and just like the chalitza. The Ella, so you're going to tell me Taka Bitlos and they were Taka three. Michashi, are we Choshin three? What time we're going to Mishmiano? You should go to the Fun of Yisrael and issue Bazin. Everything more. The Oilam, Bechat. Can I be Yochin? Mumcha. Can I be Yochin? Mumcha.
So what's
the answer?
What's the one at the last book? How does
the
answer it?
But the Gemara is saying is, in the Reish is Taka not talking about three. It's talking about only one.
So if he was mad to her when she was mad, he can marry her or not?
It was matter, and then afterwards she became single for other reasons, right, such as her husband passed away, or afterwards right, he gave her a get 3 years later.
Anyway,
and then after that, if he wants to go marry her, that's not a problem. The only problem is
when she asks her,
if it's a direct cause and result, and effect, then you have a problem because it's not.
He's going to be a bit of a...
Exactly. Okay, so that was the first dikluma. Now we continue on. Miana oisha cholza. So the Gemara says, Tama de Bezin. So my only master, the Mishnah said it's because it was Bezin. There were three. What happens if betray loy? What happens if there would have only been two people? Now the Gemara doesn't tell us yet, but we're going to see in another few lines. And in fact, there's a big machloikis later on in Amr Sechta when a girl performs meal, or when you have a chalitza, is it enough just to have two edim present, or does it have to be in front of three dayan. Obviously, from our mission, it sounds like you have to have a bezin of three. We're going to deal with that issue shortly. In the meantime, the Gemara says, it's mashbet. However, if the mion or the chalitza took place in front of two instead of in front of three, then I would be noivis and choishish that perhaps...
One of the Adam is...
One of the two was thinking about remarriage with this young lady. Why is it different than the following mission? It's not. Adam Achsuman al Sodom Mecca. What happens if you have Adam signed on a stay mekach? It means a document of property transfer. And they said, yes, Reuven went and sold this property to Shimon. Reuven may not be happy with that. He may be litigating that issue, but Adam signed on it. What happens subsequently if one of the Adam then goes to Shimon and says, I want to buy the property from you? And now we're suspecting, oh, that's why he falsely signed this document, because he knew with Reuven he'll never be able to work out a deal. But with Shimon, you know, I'll work it out. No. I'll give you a profit. I'll give you a commission. Blah, blah, blah.
Under the table,
etc. No. Not worried. Same thing if an aid is signed on a get, and then subsequently one of the aidim says, this woman would be a good match, a good mate for me. It's okay. You can go and marry. We're not worried about two. So we see from this, it's not only a question of three. Even by two, we're not choishish, but our mission mash only because there were three. Says Igmar, you're absolutely right. The truth of the matter is, once you have two people involved, we are not choishish that one of the two, nosen eina b'isha, and that's the reason why he signed it, that's the reason why he gave a heter, or didn't give a heter, or he participated in the bezin, didn't, but we're not worried. If it's two or more, we're not worried. It's only if it's one alone. Sorry, Bazoi, so why did Mishnah say, Neshehu Besin? He gufaka mashulan, it's a milta agav orche. The Mishnah wants to tell us another halacha, which is really unrelated. Lafuki mandiyama mion bifneshnaim, that mion or chalitza can be in front of two. Kamashulan, mion ben gimel. The reason why the Gemara leaves out chalitza is either because we understand mion chalitza is kind of a package deal, that's part of the sefer, but Toises on the bottom, whoever seems to distinguish between the two, you look at the Toises, Tama de Bez and Ha-Bei Dina, that he says that maybe chalitza would be different. Anyway, so bottom line is, the truth of the matter is, when you have two, we're not choshesh. The reason why Mishnah says three is to just tell you halach, by me and you always have to have three. Iboilu, Konas Maushiyotz. Oh, getting back to our case. Now, this Konas Maushiyotz, as Rashi goes on several cases. Number one, the Chochem of our Mishnah, and it goes back on the Mevi Get of the Omid Aleph as well. That what happens if this person who is the Chochem, who we said Harizel Lo Yisaena, don't go and marry her. The Hamevi Get the Chutzlar from Dina Seyam Shtei Lo Yises Ishtoi. What happens if they did marry after all? Konas Maushi Yotzi. Will the Bezin say get out? Rav Kahana Omar Konas Moitzi. Rav Ashi Omar Konas Eina Moitzi. Even though it says Lo Yisaena, but if he did, we're not going to go and force. Since machloek is going to moitz, going to say anyways. Tani the Rav Zuti bed the beira papi. Kedivri oimer konas anyways. He brought a rai from a brayse konas anyways. Omli Rabban Rav Ashi. Tell me Gemara Oisvara. That you're telling us. Tony Luhu, that he told them, Kedivri Oimer, did this based on that you have a Messiah, that you have a Braisa, you have a Mishnah, you have a Raya? Oh, Isvara, that's what you, logically, that's what you think. Omu, he said, Masi, he does a Kunzer Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? Hanit, and Mishivcha, and Ishtachra. Me, why does it come, and Isgaira, Harizel, or Yechnois? If somebody says he lived with a Shivcha, or with a Beres Chachovim, and after she became a Gioris, don't marry her. Vim Kona said, if he did marry her, hey, Moitzi. Alma, so what do we see from this? Birnona loy mafkina, just based on this gossip and rumor mongering and things of that nature. Loy mafkina, that's why it says a kodesh ain't a moitzi. Hochanami, the same thing as the gabi des chochem and the mevi get and dina sayam. It's a birnona. We don't have any concrete evidence. It's just people talk like that. No. So loy mafkina, although lechadchil we won't allow it, it's an impropriety, it's a perception of impropriety, but if they got married, a lady. Now you're going to go and ask Akasha, but doesn't it say by nitan al eshes ish? It says yes. In the Mishnah that Avu Bishakonas Yoitzi. So that isn't that the same type of perception of impropriety. After the Tap Rashi asks the same kasha. Birnana Tap Rashi. We're not going to go and force him to go Mimoitzi just based on Las. Or like we said in the Gemara, Baalim Mnezeh. Baholach Zeb and Asa. Ir Machur, that here really smells. The original husband divorced her, and then this suspected individual married her.
Certifying that there's legs to the matter.
It's like the Gemara said before. Alma the kol, by the fact that he subsequently married, he strengthened the kol.
Right.
And therefore, that's the reason why there we're going to force him to go on divorce. Yotzi. But in these cases, it's just based on rumors and aspersions and speculation and conjecture. Avad al chetchela, lo yisena. Benimim konas, einem yotzi. We'll stop over here, boys, and we continue in Mitzvah Shem.
What time on Sunday?
Sunday morning, Mitzvah at 8:10. Yes, I'm going to be in Muncie Mitzvah over Shabbos and stay there Muncie Shabbos and Sunday morning because we have to kasher the.